for argument this morning is United States against Garcia. Mr. Goldwasser.
May it please the court, Richard Goldwasser on behalf of the appellant Fidel Garcia. In this case, the government sought to prove the requisite mental element through the testimony of Robert Coleman. Mr. Coleman was on assignment from the Will County Sheriff's Department and had been assigned to the DEA. Mr. Coleman testified that in over 100 drug transactions that he personally was familiar with and investigated, that every single adult present at the drug transaction was involved in the drug transaction. In closing argument, both in its initial closing argument and in its rebuttal argument, the government argued, referencing Mr. Coleman's testimony, that everyone present at a drug deal is involved in the drug deal and that innocent people don't do drug deals. Seeking to prove the defendant's mental state in this way undermined his presumption of innocence.
Well, the problem you have is there's lots of case law that says that expert witnesses can testify to that kind of evidence, and it's been admitted in many cases. So,
yes,
you know,
and I acknowledge that readily in my opening brief. My argument in those cases deal with whether or not that kind of testimony runs afoul of Rule 704B. That's not my argument. I'm not saying this type of testimony runs afoul of Rule 704B. I'm saying there's something else wrong with it. And
right.
What's wrong
but,
with
it? But certainly no court has agreed with you on it, and certainly the rationale and the reasoning used in those other cases are certainly germane and applicable in this instance.
I'll agree with the first statement, that I have no authority that is precisely on point to my argument. But the rationale that the other cases use, Love and Lipscomb and some of the other cases that this court has handed down, really, I believe, center around, well, this type of testimony doesn't really touch upon a defendant's mental state. And the testimony usually comes out, and it did in this case, that, well, the witness has no knowledge as to this particular case. He's just talking
right.
about all these other cases. So I think that's the rationale behind those other opinions, and I don't see that that applies to the argument that I'm making today. And what happens is you have a witness who comes on, and he says, well, in these 100 cases, all these other people were guilty. The defendant now is in the position to rebut that, has to establish their innocence. That shifts the burden onto the defendant.
No, it obviously doesn't shift the burden. The jury is instructed the burden is on the prosecutor. The prosecutor is just using this evidence in part to try to meet its burden. Did you make a Rule 702 objection to this evidence?
No. I was not the trial attorney.
I mean you, the defense, generically.
No. No.
Because one would think that that would be the basis of the argument. You would just say this man is talking out of his hat. He doesn't have any empirical support in the literature or any place else for it, rather than to try to make a backdoor effort to get around Rule 704, which admits expert evidence on the ultimate issue.
I think we may have been faced with the defense may have been faced with the same issue. The cases have come down and said that this type of evidence is helpful.
It's not a question whether it's helpful. The question is whether it's scientific.
Well, maybe that.
Of course, if there was no Rule 702 objection, there was obviously no appropriate hearing, and the district judge was never had to decide whether the witness has real data or is just talking through his hat.
And of course, the witness's testimony here really wasn't talking about the defendant here. He was giving, again, general experience, wasn't he?
Correct. There's no question about that. And that came out during the direct examination, and it came out also during the cross examination. But I don't see that cures the problem with the testimony, and that they're trying to use, the government was able to use the party's guilt in all these other drug transactions to infer guilt or to imply guilt on Mr. Garcia. And if the court has no further questions, I'd reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Mm-hmm. Counsel. Mr. Porter.
Your Honor, thank you. As Your Honor has recognized, this testimony, it has been found to be admissible countless times in this circuit, and was properly admitted in this case. The argument at closing was simply arguing the reasonable inferences from the evidence. If the evidence is in, certainly we're allowed to argue it, and that's what happened in this case. Otherwise, I would just rest on our briefs unless you all have any questions.
Doesn't look like there.
Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Goldwasser?
No.
Well, thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement. Our